This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Tuesday, January the 11th. I'm Doug Steffen, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria's out sick today. Jay Kirshner and Jennifer holding the backstop. I thought it was kind of sad. I was looking at some video because I don't stay up. And I'm not a big Jimmy Kimmel fan, although I like him of all of them. I don't think any of them are very special, frankly. They certainly aren't Johnny Carson. But Kimmel is okay. Last night he cried during his tribute to Bob Saget. The two of them are very close friends, and you can imagine how that, when you got a close friend, people think, well, he's on television, he shouldn't be doing that. Why? People say that to me all the time you've heard me any number of times, ladies, sort of well up and get emotional about things. It's not because I intend to.
Someone people expect you to be.
Yeah.
I mean, people need to just back off.
Yeah, right. Let people be human and feel their feelings, whatever that may be.
Whatever it is. And we've had so much of this. You said this earlier, Jennifer, you're right. The year started off so dark because of all these deaths. And maybe if we want to turn it around, look at the bright side of things, I continue to underscore and be enthused by the information coming out about COVID. Not like every other, I suppose we could say the conversation we have here is about what's in the news and what matters, et cetera. So I have not mentioned, we've been on the air for hours, the word COVID has not come out of my mouth once
so
yet
refreshing.
Today. Yeah, and I'm sort of tempted, I did this a year or so ago and we looked like we were going to be out of it and then we weren't, but I don't see what repeating all the same stuff that you can get somewhere else does for us, or for the listeners, frankly. What is there? The best news about COVID is that the doctors associated with this program say that for the most part it'll be gone in a couple of months. That the hoopla, everybody's like, have you noticed this in L.A., Jennifer, maybe in Cleveland? I don't know what the conversation is, Jay, where you are there now. Here in Boston, they're way behind the curve. In the Boston area, they're now discussing shutting things down when already the numbers are turning the other way. And that's what everybody has said.
The response from the government, it's like,
it's too slow.
Okay, you should have been thinking ahead, and here's what we needed for this go-round. And it was pretty crazy that Biden's team had not yet ordered tests. So now they're going to be sending tests to every American.
Well, we don't need them.
When we don't need them. So now why do that? Hold on to them, because certainly there's going to be another variant, and there's going to be another push on the supply chain. Just everybody needs to, like, think ahead. So what happens if this pandemic is here to stay, which it is? You need to focus on therapeutics. You need to focus on having enough testing and resources, and then let people
live. See, I don't think it is.
Let
I think the pandemic
live.
Is like what Jack and Ken say. Ken's really focused on this. Ken Kronos, one of the doctors, the cardiologist that does one of the hours of DJV Health every week, and he's on this program as well during the week. The essence of his news is that this is replicating what happened between 1916 and 1918. The only difference between that and this is what the flu really was caused by, number
true,
one.
I'm very happy.
And two, there was no vaccine for it. It just disappeared. Jack will tell you that the Salk vaccine came after polio was on the downslide.
Yeah.
We still get polio vaccines today, and I guess we'll be getting flu shots that'll have things in it that are able to.
Funny though,
just
with the polio vaccine, you got the polio vaccine and you didn't get polio. With the COVID vaccine, you're getting the vaccine,
yeah,
and a lot of people are still getting COVID,
and you can still spread it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. At any rate,
I think the best news though that I've seen today is out of San Francisco, out of SFGate, they said that the head of COVID response for UCSF's ER department said that he has not intubated a single COVID patient during the Omicron stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good news. That is proof that this is a variant that is not quite as serious as Delta. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't get the Delta variant. It's still out there. That's what makes it scary. No one knows what they're going to get. But that's good news. We should be celebrating the fact that people aren't needing respirators and ventilators and all of that stuff.
Well, you still have bare shelves in the supermarkets. I was in a supermarket, a little kind of grocery corner grocery store that I go to here in Framingham, and I want some fruit and a few other things quickly in and out. And they had, there's four aisles in this, I think there's five aisles in this store. And, you know, it's a small little, it's just a small little store. And they were out of, they specialize in a lot of Russian foods. And they were out of a lot of things that normally are there that they, you know, have, that are made, or made by Russian, they have, there's a big Russian population around here. And so this little store caters to them. And I kind of like it because some of the prepared foods they have are really good. And anyway, so I went in and there was a whole shelf that was empty. It didn't have breads and the things that they normally have there. So you do see it everywhere. The only thing that I've seen here that involves the government that may be new to some people is that health insurers, according to the government, now have to cover home COVID tests. So who told them? I guess the Department of Health and Human Services says, okay, you guys have to pay for this. So they've told the insurance companies. So what are the insurance companies going to do? They're going to figure out a way not to cover you for something else. Am I right?
Probably. I think that's a tough one, though, with the home test, especially because you can go to a doctor. So if you have insurance, conceivably, you go to the doctor and you can get a test, or you can get one through the state or your local municipalities that is free and covered. With the home test, there's so much price gouging that if people know it's going to be a write-off for insurance, can't you imagine that that's only going to increase?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Aren't we also finding that home tests aren't as reliable as we all hoped they
yes.
would be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's the point? I had three of them this weekend. Hey, guess what? I didn't have it. Wow. Woohoo. Dr. Fauci is in the focus for a lot of reasons. I saw an overview of his history. He's become a punching bag. I don't know. Does he deserve it or doesn't he? Depending on the day, I say yes, and sometimes I say no, but I'm more likely to say yes. And so the latest is him and his connection to transgender monkeys. You want to run through that one for us, Jennifer?
Wait, what? This may be your craziest story of the day. And the reason I say that Dr. Fauci deserves this is that he has not been forthcoming about the money that he sent from the organization that he runs, which is the National Institute of Health, to fund the Wuhan lab where the COVID right. virus snuck out of. So this yeah. guy's got blood on his hands.
Didn't sneak
He's
out.
Been flip-flopping all over the place. There's a lot of out. Evidence that he wasn't quite honest and forthcoming with both President Trump and President Biden about the course of what he knew about this virus. So I think he's got some questions to answer. I think he's lied to Congress. That's my opinion. But here's what we do know. Again, the Washington Free Beacon has released this story. Apparently, Dr. Fauci's group paid $200,000 during the pandemic, so this is just recently, for researchers to study why transgender women have high rates of HIV. So they did this by injecting male monkeys with female hormones. This is in 2021. They gave Scripps Research Center $205,562 for the study, which determines why transgender women are seeing high rates of SUV. As part of the study, researchers subjected male monkeys to feminizing hormone therapy to study how it impacts their immune system, according to the NIH. Now, look. We use animals. I'm not a big fan of using animal testing,
no.
but in some cases when it saves people's lives, obviously some form of animal testing is going to work. But the monkey thing, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Project X with Matthew Broderick. It's from the late 80s. Maybe, Phil, you remember it. Ever since the monkey testing scenes in that movie, I cannot handle this. I don't know. No,
we have down
I
the
try.
Street from me on the farm, there's a farm that's about the same size as mine, run by Harvard, the Harvard Research Center. And in there are always protests going on outside because they do experiments on monkeys, chimpanzees, a lot of primates. It's called the Primate Center. And they bring in, they grow them, they raise them. They have police outside all the time. It's a really eerie, and the vibration, the aura around this place is awful. It's just, and why do we need animals anymore is always the question that people ask. What do we need animals anymore for? What do we, you know, it's hypocrisy to the nth degree. At least I think it is. So, all right. So the latest thing here, because the news media, okay. So looks like COVID fears are going to fade. It looks like inflation may or may not be a problem. But let's see. What's the next thing? Oh, the economy. We've got a great economy going now, but it's going to die. Right? That's those. You can see those on the business pages.
Well, I think the economy worries are happening because of inflation, to be kind of a little bit clearer about what people are worried about. So there's a new poll that's out that was done by the Associated Press asking people what their priorities are. And this is important during an election year, since we are going into midterm season, because that's where you see candidates focusing in on what they can do to fix the biggest worries of the American people. So 68% of Americans say that the economy is their biggest concern when asked an open-ended question about their top five priorities for government to work on.
Want to ask that question on our social media, Jay? Why not? Let's see what
happens. Yeah, five priorities for the government. Kind of interesting. 37% said the virus, which was down from 53% last year at this time. Mentions of inflation are up 14% from 1% a year ago. Mentions of the cost of living jumped to 24% from 12% last year. So it seems that going into this year, the economy is going to be an even bigger focus than trying to figure out what to do about COVID.
All right. So let's turn this around. COVID may have an impact on this new Michael Jackson, the musical. It's called MJ, I think, right? Not related to marijuana, or maybe
not
there's
not
a little
related to marijuana.
So, is this in New York or L.A.? Where is this? Who put this together?
Broadway.
It's on Broadway. 1st of February. So, are we going to get tickets to go? Right? It's got to be one of these. It'll be a traveling thing.
I hope it would be, because this sounds really cool. You have different stages of Michael Jackson's life, and at some points, like, various ages are on stage by themselves doing something, but then they kind of pass things over between the Michaels. There's little Michael, teenage Michael, adult Michael.
Yeah, right. So I think this goes back to the early 90s and sometime maybe even earlier than that. But, yeah, it looks like it would be kind of a fun thing, something to look forward to. That hopefully we won't ruin with all of our negativity.
Well, there's a lot of closures on Broadway.
Yeah, we'll get them open again. It's 18 after on the DJV program.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Anchor toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Jay and I are going to go through some of the social media stories, some things, a lot of info here today on television stars. I guess we would consider Cynthia Nixon to be a television star, or is she a movie star, or is she just a star, or is she an actress? How do you classify Cynthia Nixon, who's best known? Let's admit, you know, she's been a lot of stuff, but she's best known for Sex and the City.
Well, yeah, Sex and the City and Just Like That. That's probably her most notable, her run for New York governor.
Yes, I remember that,
or
yeah.
Was the mayor?
No, she was the governor. She ran for governor.
Yes, she was running for governor.
Right. All right, so anyway, she's off on COVID protocols. Her children go to school in New York, and so what's bugging her about this? She said something go ahead.
Her 10-year-old son, Max, she's pretty much calling out NYC public schools for their COVID protocol and likening drop-off to Squid Game, Netflix's South Korean survival drama. And she's saying how school drop-off every morning is like Squid Game. There's fewer and fewer people at drop-off. Whoever's left then gets herded into the cafeteria where they're kind of playing, quote-unquote, Russian roulette over lunch. There are so many quarantining students and teachers. The principal himself just tested positive. And she's slamming New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, saying that he's not doing enough. He's talking the talk and he's doing all the swagger, but he's not actually.
He got sworn in 2 weeks ago, so what is he supposed to? He's supposed to be running, hit the ground running.
To her, she says, hurry up and get on it. If you're a day behind, you're already a year behind, apparently. Well, but also, the mayor is saying that they're randomly testing 20% of students, but she's saying at her school, it's more like 3.9% of students are getting randomly tested.
You know what?
She just wants to see more being done.
It's all for naught because it's going to be over in 3 months. So, you know, all right, get yourself worked up about it. You know, are there going to be students who die between now and then? Yep. Will there be staff members in schools that will die from now, between now and then? Yep. Will there be people in the general population who die? Yep. But there are so many compromised people who have compromised immunities based on the way they've lived long before COVID that I frankly can't get myself all I don't get all worked up about these numbers because I think most of them are false. I think the numbers have been skewed to scare people and, you know, control what we do, all that stuff. Yep, do I sound like a conspiratorialist? I suppose, to a point. So anyway, it is Cynthia Nixon is coming to the surface, and at a time when a lot of people are looking askance at the Sex and the City. When I was in Los Angeles last weekend, I saw more billboards for Sex and the City, the update, than, you know, I saw for anything else. And Los Angeles is noted for all the billboards promoting various TV shows and movies. Speaking of TV shows, I don't watch Grey's Anatomy as a matter of course. It isn't that I don't like it, I just don't find it when I have the time. But on the trips back and forth, Grey's Anatomy is often on the box, the entertainment box on the plane. So I watched 4 episodes of Grey's Anatomy from a couple of years ago, and Kim Raver and some of the other well-known faces that are in this TV show, I find that I like Ellen Pompeo. Is it Pompeo or Pompeo?
Pompeo, right? Yeah.
Pompeo. The Meredith story of Gray Meredith herself. Grey. Yeah. And what it's all about. I find it, when you start watching it, it really does kind of suck you in. And you understand how it's been around for as long. It's the second most popular show after NCIS on TV, and they've renewed it for the 19th season.
And at the same time, maybe that's enough. Let's let it go. I'm a fan, but let's let it go.
Meredith Grey or A. Ellen getting $1,000,001 for episodes, so probably that'll keep it going for a while. 28 after the hour.
Happy New Year!
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition, so to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes, a procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stacey Abrams, the influential Georgia Democrat and gubernatorial candidate, will miss President Biden's important voting rights speech Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, due to a scheduling conflict. The voting bill has President Biden wanting all elections to be run from Washington, D.C. Although Democrats said the 2020 election was fair and accurate, changes are needed. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn calls the partisan voting bill an attempt to steal elections.
It has nothing to do with protecting the ballot box. This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
2 Oklahoma death row inmates facing execution in the coming months offered firing squad as a less problematic alternative to the state's 3-drug lethal injection. Donald Grant and Gilbert Pastelli made the request on Monday. USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or
you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the Chicago Teachers Union has now agreed to go back to the classrooms on Wednesday, Mayor Lori Lightfoot called out the union for hurting the children. CTU President Jesse Sharkey explains their point of view.
Right now we're experiencing dangerous Omicron surge. We're seeing hospitalization utilization rates near all-time highs or dangerous levels. And what's needed is the ability to work together to get an agreement to restart instruction. We understand the public wants this impasse to end. No one wants to see the people who run the schools disagreeing. The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue. It's not whether or not teachers want to work. That's been established. Teachers have been in the buildings. But we're asking for some basic common sense safety measures.
The Chicago School District was given just over $1 billion to get the schools ready for kids. The schools then spent the most money on school-based equity programs at $288 million. $100 million was spent on air quality improvements, yet the schools remain closed. The Georgia Bulldogs football team are national champions. Georgia beat Alabama 33-18 in college football's national championship game on Monday night to win the school's first national title since 1980. The game was played in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cold, cold, cold. Ooh. It's Tuesday, January the 11th. Coldest day in 3 years on the East Coast. I'm wondering how it is in the Midwest. I'm on my farm outside of Boston, and the temperature reading now has warmed up to 9 degrees. Wind chill factor is zero. It was earlier this morning when I first got at it. It was 4 degrees. Wind chill factor was -8. And so generally speaking, this is the coldest air the last 3 or 4 years anyway. And there are some, if you go up into the mountains in New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, it is 45 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor. Now, not that we have
it. That is awful.
It's dangerous, actually. It's not like, you know, you go out in that and you're not, if your face isn't covered, your nostrils, your mouth, you can get really a serious cold, like cold burn or whatever they call it.
Frostbite. But not even going out. What if your power goes out and then the outside temp is pretty much your inside temp as well? That's awful.
Well, that takes care of the pipes. That's where you got to have fireplaces and, you know, the sorts of things. And the people, you know, it makes the argument, Jay, for having the power lines underground. But because the utilities have such a stranglehold on the government and they pay so much to get people elected, and, you know, that's how the systems work. Campaign finances, tons of money come from the power companies, Verizon, you know, all of these people that are on the poles because they don't want to spend the money to stick the pole, to stick the power in the ground. New developments in most parts of the country require that you put all of the utilities in the ground. That's it.
Yeah,
no more poles.
But they should go back to the other ones. That's our issue. Our power is always going out because this is the first place I've lived that has the power lines above ground rather than underground. And it is astounding. The tiniest thing will make our power go out.
Right. And that's been the case here. I put a generator in. It's a whole house generator for here and the farm because I can't not be on the air when we're, you know, early in the morning is often when the power goes out. And the same is true of the farm. You can't have animals without having the right power anyway. 15 million people in this part of the country, wind chill alerts. As far as the snow is concerned, there's supposed to be a lot of snow in upstate New York, across the Great Lakes, as a matter of fact. It looks like there's snow coming there. But then this lake, of that's what they call lake effect snow, moving across Lake Ontario. So moving into, let's see, right now it's snowing in Watertown, New York, and it'll get into western Massachusetts. I don't think it's getting this far, but, you know, there's snow up there, 3-4 inches an hour. So there's a lot of moisture in the air, and because it's so cold, it'll take a while for it to melt. Now, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago, I see somebody, a reporter who's out there. These guys that stand like the Weather Channel, they go out and they're freezing, or they go on a hurricane or a tornado. Because the guy says,
"Oh yeah, the ones in the hurricane."
I can't feel my fingers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So anyway.
And they're always down by the water. Why is that? During a hurricane, they're always reporting down by the water.
Right.
Look at that.
Look at those waves.
Yeah, right, okay. The new law, which requires hairstylists to be trained to detect domestic violence.
I love this. This is in Tennessee.
Right?
This is, but it should be in every state. It should absolutely be in every state because we think about hairstylists. They're behind you. They can see the back of your neck. They can see if there's bruises. They can see if a lot of domestic violence victims, if strangling or choking is one of the things that they deal with. When stylists get kind of close to their neck, they may jolt a little bit. If stylists are looking for these not triggers, but these telltale signs, they might be able to better do something to help them and also let the person know there are options for you.
There are.
On social media, they're telling people if you see somebody that gives a three fingers up? I forget what the sign is now. I'm going to have to look it up. But a lot of people, if they're on a video chat or a Zoom call or something and they do a specific sign,
it lets
the other person know. Uh-huh. Yeah, a hand signal that somebody else behind them can't see, but the people on the screen can see, and they can send help.
All right. So let's go over that again because I've never heard that before. School us on what the various fingers mean. If you're doing, what would be the trigger? You're doing a video of, let's go through the scenario and how the numbers work and who would see this. How would this get done and who would see it?
I have to Google it because I can't remember exactly what the signal is, but it is a hand gesture for abuse people will do. Oh no, it's hiding your thumb. It's not three fingers.
Hiding
it. It's making a fist and putting your thumb inside the fist rather than outside the fist. Mm-hmm. And if you're on a video chat or whatever and the person who is abusing you is right there with you, you can do this and let the person know on the other end of that video or even on social media that I need help, send help.
So what was how did this germinate, this idea? Why in Tennessee, you live in Nashville, is this something that's frequently a problem? There's about 50,000 people in the state, apparently, in the styling and beauty business. So they're all going to be trained. How do they must be online. How are these people going to know what to look for those who might be experiencing their clients that experience domestic violence or abuse?
They'll have these trainings. I don't know if the trainings are going to be an in-session training or if it's kind of a webinar you're going to have to be on, but these stylists will be trained to look for different signals and also what to do should you see something. The only sad thing is that right now it is only Tennessee. It should be all states because domestic violence happens everywhere.
Well, it's growing, too, at a rate of 25% a year, it looks like, according to the American Journal of Emergency Medicine. Domestic violence cases that they're reporting to have increased by 25% in the past year. Why? Well, I guess the pandemic, right? People not getting along.
Yeah, more time together, more time at home.
Yeah, right. Yep.
More drinking. There was a lot more drinking during the pandemic.
I ain't among us.
And not that alcohol makes a person awful, just a person is awful because they're awful, and then alcohol exasperates it.
Right. There's a lawsuit that has been introduced accusing 16 private universities and colleges in our country of conspiring to reduce financial aid for students because they are price fixing. That is, you know, the same thing that happens in big business. Now, because the world of college is a big business, this is something that's happening. I think when you go back to, isn't it, the biggest problem with people getting out of college is they can't pay. There's huge debt that's accrued, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars that take forever to pay off, and the interest rates are outrageous. This is a national shame, a national outrage. First of all, the biggest problem is that too many people go to college in the first place. They have no business going to college. The pressure that's brought to bear by your grandmother says, oh, Freddie, when are you going to go to school and where are you going to go?
Yeah, put more focus on trade school.
Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Well,
I know people who have gone to school and they've ditched their major, whatever they graduated with, and they've ditched that job because it wasn't paying enough for them to fight off their student loans. They had to go get a different job just to be able to better pay them because, interest rate is so high.
I know. What a horrible statement. I mean, Biden, a lot of the Democrats have said they want to pay that off, and I don't know whether I think that the taxpayers should do it, but they're, I don't know. The solution? There's a solution, but it's not obvious.
I would love to see an incentive with grades. If you get a certain, above a certain GPA, or you graduate with some kind of honors, your student loans are completely wiped. Because it makes people, you're going to college not to party. You're going to college to actually learn things, and you are going to be more, more well-educated.
Let me answer the phone. 43 past the hour.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Anchor toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolled for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think?
You sure?
We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, 47 after the hour now. where real life happens every day. Yeah. Okay, so I have a phone in my studio and it rings once in a while. I don't usually get calls while I'm on the air, but that person, you can be assured, will never call me again. And so on we go with the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Victoria. No, Victoria's, I keep thinking that I want her to be here because I love her company and her input, but she's got a bad sore throat. A lot of that stuff's going around, too. Not related to COVID. It's just, and the cold, with this cold weather, there'll be more of that problem.
And then, the cold air and the heat, and then you have that post-nasal drip junk, and ugh.
Yeah. I got an email earlier when we were talking about the college football championship, and none of us knew. Somebody said, what's the matter with you? You talk about the fact that you talk about everything, and yet you don't know anything about sports. And I thought to myself, why did I even bring it up? But number three, Georgia beat number one, Alabama. So apparently this was a big upset, right? 33-18, the college football championships.
I guess. I hear they're big rivals. I don't. Yeah. I follow sports, but not so much the college sports.
No. All right, well, you'll be happy to know then that sports betting on all sports, high school, college, professional, makes no difference. New York has launched mobile sports betting. Now, this is the way the list takes hold around the rest of the country. There are four online sports books beginning operations, another five waiting final approval. This is like growing marijuana. You know, you have to get special dispensation because there's so much money in this.
And you can bet on high school sports, too. College makes sense. Pros make sense. But seriously, high school?
Well, people will bet on anything. If you ever go into a sports book in Las Vegas, people are betting on whether Trump will lose his hair. They'll bet on, does Joe Biden wear boxers or briefs?
Yeah, that's why I like the roulette table.
There you go. 10 before the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thought this sounded like the theme to, now that I've been talking and paying attention to Grey's Anatomy and the other things that are in Shondaland, it's not the theme. We can start out movie moments by telling you this is not the theme from Grey's Anatomy. All right, so Chuck Curry, what is it?
No, it is the theme to Grey's Anatomy.
It is?
You're really right, Doug.
Huh? How about that? Well, I heard it. This weekend, four or five times, because I watched four or five episodes on the plane coming back, but I didn't, you know, okay, yeah.
So that's why it sounds familiar. Here's the story. ABC cut a deal for 19th season of Grey's Anatomy. That is a long time to be on show. Ellen Pompeo, who is a star, plays Meredith Grey, signed a one-year deal. She is, a lot of people don't know this, she is easily one of the highest paid talents in Hollywood for that, because they need her. She is a central performer on that show. So she caught lightning in a bottle when she was cast in that role 18
well, isn't
years
it
ago. She's only one of three original cast members still on the show.
Yeah, isn't it the NCIS has been the number one show on regular television, primetime television. I think that this
here's
is the number
though.
Two or number three.
Here's the difference. This is a top performer. This is the number one performer on ABC in the coveted 18 to 49
right.
category.
It's a soap opera
of viewers.
It's a big nighttime soap opera.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy the episodes I watch. I don't see it every week because it doesn't come across when I'm looking at television. But I watched four episodes and I found it. Kim Raver is a very interesting character. She's been around a lot.
Yeah, she's on 24.
Yeah. But she's been in some other episodic TV shows.
But here's the thing. This is a new network model. Not only is this show on ABC, no show could survive simply on the network anymore. So it's on ABC, it's on Hulu, It's on, I believe the repeats are shown on Disney Plus. It's generational, meaning, you know, a lot of younger people are catching on to watch these shows. They binge, they get hooked, and then they got another loyal viewer. But across these three platforms, Grey's Anatomy is doing 12.5 million viewers a week or an episode, which is a solid a solid number.
Well, now, the number this past week for Yellowstone was between 10 and 11 million.
That's really good. Actually, 12 million people is 1 million less than listen to my segment. So it's pretty good. No?
That's probably true, Tucker. You're right about that.
All right. I got something else here. Yes. Scream, which I know you're going to be first online to, Doug, come Thursday night or Friday, which is really Scream 5. It's the fifth entry in a popular horror franchise, which I like. I think it's really creative.
I saw the
trailer.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah.
Awful. The two of you guys. Good God. Awful.
Okay.
Awful.
So it's tracking at a $35 to $40 million opening weekend. That's good. That's really good. That is good news if that happens for multiplexes. And it shows you there's certain movies that people are willing to see in mass. Obviously, Spider-Man is all about Spider-Man. I don't know if Spider-Man's a Scream. If he is, it'll probably make a $100 million opening weekend. But $35 to $40 is really good. And I am a fan of this franchise. I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm. I see that Rooney Mara is going to play Audrey Hepburn.
Interesting choice. She's good. I don't. Audrey Hepburn she was awesome. I think she's a good fit. I think it'll work.
Is there a look? She's skinny, all skin and bones, and so is Audrey Hepburn.
Well, Audrey Hepburn had that waif like body type, and a lot of people are really.
I don't know if she
really
has the same charisma. I don't know. She's a good actress. I just don't know if she has the pure charisma. Of her. I don't know.
What'd you say, Jay? What was the last part of what you just said?
Oh, a lot of people are really mad that Lily Collins wasn't cast as Audrey. It's kind of like
who's
the whole
Lily Collins?
Still ball thing.
Who's Lily
Collins?
Collins?
She is on a Netflix show right now, Emily in Paris. She's Phil Collins' daughter. She was Snow
Phil
White
Collins'
in Mirror Mirror with Julia Roberts. She's a great actress.
Yeah, she's
and
good.
She has kind of a very Audrey Hepburn look and demeanor. That
More so than Rooney Mara?
I think Rooney Mara might be able to do this.
So yeah, Rooney Mara, well, the first exposure I had to her, she was in a movie, really weird movie, with Daniel Craig. And I don't remember the name of the movie.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yes.
Yeah. She's good in that. I actually like it. The first time, she was cast in the Nancy role in the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street. She's very, very high regarded in the industry as a good actress. She is a good actress. We'll see. One other thing here, Doug. According to Warner Brothers CEO, the Batman release date of March 4th at this point will not change. But the fact that he mentioned that makes me nervous.
This is over. This stuff, we're done. It's going downhill fast. It'll be over in April. Let's go. Let's move on with our lives. Let's go. Let's go, Chucker. All right, 59 past the hour. Movie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.